A simple life? Good luck with that.
I choose a simple, uncomplicated life. The proof is in my medicine cabinet. That is, you won't find much in the way of treasure, but you will find a bottle of face lotion. Whether or not the promise of fewer wrinkles and younger-looking skin will come true, I smear my face morning and night with this fragrance-free potion. Recently, I decided to bump up my anti-aging regime by purchasing night cream from the same line to firm my skin while I sleep. Unless there's concrete as a base, I'm unconvinced that anything pink and slippery is tough enough to do the trick. But then, as well as being simple, I'm hopeful. What impressed me was the plastic applicator. For the $15 bottle I'd finished, my fingers were sufficient. For the $30 jar, suddenly I need a tiny tool. The moment I applied the cream, my eyes started to burn. What was I thinking? This version wasn't fragrance-free, and yet I slathered myself without a care. Sadly, my skin didn't hear the message of hopefulness. Instead, it revolted. My nose plugged, and within minutes, I had the rumblings of a headache. Face washing didn't help. The goop obviously contains those advertised fast-absorbing properties. The only chance to rectify my loss and rationalize a wasted purchase was with a quick and polite "Hold the perfume" note to the manufacturer. I wanted them to know that their faithful consumer questions the need for so much fragrance, and because of it, I can't use their product. Within 2 weeks, I received a letter with a reference number. "We are concerned about your recent experience and will share your suggestions with our product development and marketing team." Then, a check arrived for $30. It was nice. Someone was responding to my three-paragraph gripe, even though I didn't ask for a refund or include my receipt. A week later, another letter arrived, this time from an office in Ohio. They wanted me to fill out an eye incident report on a product safety surveillance form. Incident? Surveillance? The questionnaire's tone was serious. How did the incident happen? Which eye was involved? What treatment was given? Was the eye rinsed and for how long? The form was so lengthy that my wrinkles were getting wrinkles, and I was afraid to send it back. Forget spreading fake news. Now I'm more selective about sharing a simple suggestion. Next steps? I'm about to cross my fingers and throw salt over my shoulder for luck. I don't want to risk hurting myself. Imagine the paperwork.